Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So Jen Hobby was going into the weekend thinking it might be a little bit stressful. It was going to be one of those, could have been a, sort of an emotional roller coaster type weekend.
A little bit, yeah. I was home for my mom's big 60th birthday party that I threw with my dad and with my brother, and everybody was down there. We had about probably about 55 people come, and I'm talking her friends from high school and college, friends from throughout her whole life, teacher friends now, you know, contemporaries, but friends that they've knew that they knew before children. Like, it was really big to do. It was really fun. But in the process of planning the party, I had to butt heads with my dad a couple of different times, and which is just not something that you do in my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, what he says goes, you know, and that was the way that I was raised, and that's, you know, the household I still live in. Dad lays down the law and you just shut up and follow. That's it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Very yes, sir. No, sir. Oh. Absolutely, sir. And you just keep going.
And if anybody could break the law, then it would be mom to pull him to the side and say, look, let's just look at this, you know, together. But for the most part, it was dad.
Yeah, that would have been a rare occurrence.
Really?
Yeah. Mr. Hobby is definitely in charge. So.
And how long have they been married?
39 years.
So that worked that way.
It works.
Pop's making
them?
All the rules and everybody in the house is saying yes. They've been married 30-something years, and
but I'm sure that
everybody's happy.
Nant says one thing behind the scenes that could crush him in a second.
Oh, well, yeah. They have an incredible marriage. They definitely set the standard, that's for sure. At least in my life, for sure. So anyway, butting heads with my dad is just not something that I've ever done before. But I was so dead set on making this party perfect for mom because she is the one who does everything for everyone, and I wanted all this to be done for her and have her not be involved. So first we butted heads at the beginning because it was going to be a surprise party and the surprise kind of got ruined. Then in the planning of where we were going to have it, what food we were going to have, what cake we were going to order, all these different things. He was thinking like budget conscious or whatever, like trying to
He's being a practical guy.
Being a practical dude. And I was like, no, we're going with this. This is much better and also more expensive. We're going with this, which is whatever. And
the emotional
also more expensive.
Fulfillment of her mom's 60th birthday.
And
you're also probably thinking, if we go over budget or whatever, in 3 or 4 months, when we look back at it, we're not going to think of the budget. We're going to think of what a kick-ass time everybody had.
Exactly. So there were a couple times that I had to tell him no, that I thought his ideas were tacky, that I thought...
Did you say tacky?
Did you use the word tacky?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Because he was concerned. I don't know why he got all concerned about like liability, if people were drinking there. I'm like, Dad, everybody there is going to be over the age of 55.
Because
like,
he's a practical man. That's
right?
Why he's concerned
he thinks
about it.
Risk management and all this other stuff. So we wanted to do a cash bar. And that's why I said, no, that's tacky. We're not inviting people to mom's party and asking them to pay for drinks. So
now were these
we went back and forth.
Were these email exchanges back and forth or were these on the phone?
Both.
So you called your dad tacky on the phone?
on the phone.
Well, I could never say that.
I know.
Oh, my butt hurts from even thinking about that. It
definitely makes you clench.
My father passed away, and I still wouldn't say anything.
My dad just put me on restriction for your comment.
So it was a little bit nerve-wracking. And when I was flying into Tampa on Friday, my brother and his girlfriend were coming in from New York. And I was hoping we were all going to get there about the same time, and we'd all ride home from the airport together. Oh, no, no. No, they got in earlier, so my mom picked them up because she was in Tampa for a luncheon. So she picked up Matt and Mary, and they went to the house. So it was just me and Dad for the ride home from the airport. And I was like,
tick, tick.
How is this going to go? How's this going to go? And at first, a couple things about the party came up, but then he just was so excited about everybody that was coming. So the whole ride home, we talked about how excited mom was about the weekend and how all these different people from, you know, were coming in from North Carolina and Orlando and just really making an effort to be there for her birthday. So
now in the back of your mind, are you even hearing the words that are coming out of his mouth, or are you so focused?
Yes.
You're kind of doing the countdown until
right.
it starts?
Yeah, I was really, really nervous. And I thought he was going to, you know, bring up the finances of the whole thing or whatever, but didn't bring up a word about that. So we just talked about the party. And then so Friday night, we all have dinner. Well, some friends came over the house. Saturday, a little bit of planning went on. And then we went to the party, came off without a hitch. And he and I shared the bill, signed off on it on the end of the night. Not a word.
Really?
Not a crossword about it the whole time. And at the end of the whole thing, he was just so complimentary. He's like, this was a perfect party for your mother, and thank you so much, and you deserve all the credit and all this really great stuff.
Is there a possibility that your mom had told him before y'all came down, not a word, don't you say a word, because those children have spent a lot of effort and a lot of money to plan this. Don't you say a word to make them feel
bad.
Did
she know of any of this weird tension?
No, she didn't know of it. I mean, neither one of them do, really. Like, it wasn't ever, like, addressed unless they were listening to The Burt Show, which let's hope let's hope they're already at school and work today.
You said on Friday you assumed that when the bill came, he would just handle it.
Well,
but you did split it. So do you think he just
it.
Said in his mind, all right, well, look, if she's splitting it and she can afford a $300 cake rather than a $19 one at Publix, that's fine.
Maybe. But we also discussed that, and he was like, you know, offering to take care of it, but I wanted to pay for. I wanted to share the bill with him.
How many boxes of wine did those old people drink?
I think we went through a lot, actually.
Nice, good
yeah,
for them.
It was a good party.
It's an open
it was
bar.
Good, but I couldn't believe it. It was almost like
happy birthday, Nancy. This is a freaking great party.
I think it was like
so
almost like telling him no and sort of standing up for what I wanted because it was in the context of something nice for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I earned his respect as an adult. Like, now I feel like we're like adult friends.
Is there?
And the fact that I can afford to help pay for the bill for my mother's party and wanted to and insisted on it rather than him just take over as dad. I think it's like a mutual respect now.
I think that's a conversation that you never, ever forget that you have with your parents. And I think a lot of people do that. They have a very defining conversation at one point or another where now you're not a kid anymore. Now you're an adult. And you'll remember that conversation for the rest of your life.
Definitely. Yeah, there was that one. And then when he got sick a few years back and had some heart surgery and came to me and told me what he wanted me to do immediately if he passed away.
Oh, really?
And the steps to take. Here's what you're going to do with this and the house and this and that. And here's where all the records are and all that stuff. When we sat down and had that conversation, I was like, don't cry. Be an adult, you know. But yeah, that conversation and this one this weekend, totally defining for my father and I's relationship.
What about when you just moved forward with those plans as if he had passed away and transferred the house to your own name?
Cash and life insurance.
Yeah, he took his jewelry and started taking it to a pawn shop. He said, what are you doing? I go, look, I'm just following your instructions.
It's not my fault that you got well. Whatever.
Yeah, look, you put a plan in place, I'm just following it. So you guys are going to have to be out of here by the end into next month.
Now, just really quickly, is there any chance that once the euphoria of the party wears off and all, and he's going over everything one last time, that he'll hit you up
no.
on the phone? You think it's over?
I think it's done.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He was really happy with the whole thing. Mom was thrilled. It was an awesome weekend.
Fantastic. Really congrats.
Great. Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Get it. The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.